This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my birthday. But look, we're not obviously going to make it about me because we have climate change death cult stuff to talk about. My mentor, Michael Berry's here. Carol Roth. We have a congressman here. What's going on in Congress right now? All that's coming up. But I'm right. There's so much going on in the world. I mean, there's so much going on in the world. We have the climate change insanity and the debt and the wide open border and the World Economic Forum. And it's just with all this craziness, you wake up on a Wednesday. What do you even talk about? Where do you begin? I mean, how does one even begin to tackle the important things out there? Well, here's what I've always found has been helpful to me my entire life. I prioritize. That's it. I come up with a list. Sometimes I'll even write it down. There's a little notes section on my phone. I'll come up with a little list, and I'll just write down every single thing, and then I'll start cutting and pasting. This should be number one. I think this is more important than that. So that's what we had to sit down and do today as a staff. We had to sit down and figure out what do we want to begin with. So I thought with everything going on, the best thing to talk about initially would be me. I mean, it is my birthday today. July 20th, 1981 is when this earth was graced with my presence. And today, I'm 41 years old. As you can tell by the graying beard and the hairline that is rapidly retreating back towards my ears, I'm 41 years old today. So I thought we should just briefly focus on me and what people love the most about me. People begin to send me various things on social media about their favorite things about me. There were many of them. The challenge is going to be finding just one thing. So I thought I would explain all the things people love about me. One, the most common answer was my humility. And I will tell you, I totally agree with that. Probably the most humble person I know is me. Another part was the burger recipe. It is actually, in all seriousness, it is hilarious to me that I'm going to end up doing, you know, TV and radio for however long it takes before the first kicks me off here. But what will actually end up lasting probably won't even be the political takes or anything else. It's probably going to be my cheeseburger. 100 years from now, when I'm dead and gone, there's a very real chance people are sitting down at night and eating Jesse Kelly cheeseburgers. Isn't that the wildest thing you've ever heard in your life? That's my legacy. Gonna have to put it on my grave. Somebody said, it's not very nice, you're tall enough to clean my gutters without a ladder. Someone else said, my girlish figure and sexy giraffe legs. Ashley St. Clair said her favorite thing was my hair, and then proceeded to put a picture of me with my hair cut out. That's not very nice. You'd never catch me posting pictures of myself cutting other people out, would you? I wouldn't do such a thing in a million years. Paul says, I keep watching. I'm right for you to be wrong, and my day ends in disappointment. Thanks a lot, Jesse. Paul, can't help that I'm right all the time, all right? Can't help it. But in all seriousness, we do have a bunch of things we need to tackle. We have Michael Berry, Carol Roth, Congressman Stubbe gotten himself in a big old fight on the House floor today. Really, really salty. It got real uncomfortable. We have a great show for you tonight on I'm Right. But chalk, C-H-O-Q, you need to take care of your personal health. Your personal health. When we have all these gigantic problems right now, and everything's overwhelming, and this issue and that issue, it feels out of control because it is out of your control. You can't control what these idiots in the government are doing. You only have power over yourself. You and me, we need to get healthier, physically healthier. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk. I've been taking it for like 6 months. My goodness, the difference. It's natural herbal supplements, by the way, the difference in how you feel. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. I highly recommend the Lit Powder. Go to Chalk and look at what they have. Natural herbal supplements, a hardcore anti-communist company, which I personally love. I love these guys. And 30% off the entire store, the whole store. When you go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Jesse, that's 30% off the entire store. It's insane. Chalk.com. We'll be right back with Carol Roth.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
Of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
We have to make that differentiation to make sure that the American consumer has what it needs to grow our economy and the global economy, but not take steps and endanger the climate work that we're trying to do to make sure that we're on a better footing to accelerate the transition.
And of course, in the long run, the solution is to move as fast as possible away from fossil fuels so that we, frankly, are never again in this situation.
What? Joining me now, the great Carol Roth, recovering investment banker, author of The War on Small Business. Carol, I mean, I'm not trying to be over the top. How could I take this as being anything else than a war on humanity itself? The world runs on oil. It's not just the gasoline. Everything's made with it. The world is made of oil. To declare war on that is to declare war on people themselves.
Well, before we get to these frivolous things, Jesse, I think we have to address the important things. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Oh, wait, that's a different show. I do have to say, though, you look fantastic. 65 years of age, you are looking great. Keep doing what you're doing, and I hope that you have a fantastic, fantastic birthday. But now that we've got the important things out of the way, we can go back to the frivolous things like, I don't know, keeping humanity alive. And, you know, these are the people who are decoupled from reality. These are the people who think that you can suck rainbows out of the behinds of unicorns and somehow power the planet. They have been wrong on every single thing that they have predicted, by the way, including climate, for the last 50 years. Energy equals human flourishing. If we take away the energy, people will starve, people will die. And I have no problem with people trying to come up with other options that are potentially cleaner. That should definitely include nuclear, which we know is the best form of clean energy. But if they want to do these things, that's fine. But there is no transition. There's nothing that's available, you know, at the scale that they're talking about. And we cannot take away traditional energy on these hopes and prayers.
Carol, It would be one thing if we had some wingnut on the street corner screaming about climate change and things like that. But the problem we have, at least as I see it, is these people are ingrained in positions of leadership across the spectrum. Democrats, Republicans, all throughout government, billionaires. I mean, this stuff comes at us from everywhere. How are we supposed to come back at such an ingrained power structure that's trying to wreck us?
Well, first of all, we do have a wingnut on the corner. I think it was some teenager from Europe who is dictating all of our policy decisions and getting these people on board. But certainly this is a cash grab, and a lot of the decisions that were made to grab more money and more power, which works out well until companies and people who are, you know, being impacted by this start losing money. And then they start going, well, you know, maybe this doesn't make as much sense. You know, we're seeing this obviously in Europe. They're having all kinds of issues because they've moved away from energy and now are dependent on Putin. So they've started voting and going, well, you know, these oil projects, these natural gas projects, these nuclear projects, you know, maybe we can call these green now. So when people who are, you know, at least connected to the circle start suffering consequences, including economic consequences, then they wake up and go, oh, you know, maybe this wasn't just cute and fun. This is pretty serious and we need to shift things. And that's why, you know, we should be, as individuals, calling the companies that we are invested in, that we do business in, and just saying, look, ESG and all of this climate stuff is a scam. We want you to do what's best for society. And, you know, do you want our dollars or do you not want our dollars? Because at the end of the day, that's the green that talks.
Carol, can you explain? You just mentioned that there's so much money in it, and you're right. But I think people get confused. They don't understand where the money comes from. Why is there money in this climate change death cult stuff? Why? How do they make money?
Yeah, I mean, it's just basically a racketeering situation when everyone decides, okay, well, you know, we're going to go after the biggest pool of money that's out there. If you think about the companies that used to lead the Dow Jones before technology was energy companies, there's tons of money in that. So they get together and they say, okay, well, we've now made our money. What's a way for us to make more money? Well, we need a new thing, and let's go after this big pool of capital. And if we're all in this together, then we can all make money together. So they push this idea, and then there are, you know, academics and consultants and lawyers and all different kinds of people that feed at this trough of racketeering based on this push for climate change. I mean, I contend that the only reason that nuclear isn't, you know, in a better position is because they have lousy profiteers and racketeers around them. So when there's all of this money to be had in the transition, everyone gets involved, and then they use the useful idiot cheerleaders who will change their emojis and whatnot and say, yay, we need to be green, in order to make it more acceptable in society.
Carol, the Wall Street Journal has a chart out right now. It's all about inflation. And this chart, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Carol, I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like we're making less than we were in 2008. Carol, that would be the Great Recession of 2008. Am I reading this right?
Yeah, this is a chart that I shared from the Wall Street Journal a couple days on Twitter. And if you looked at that top line, that's where your headline wages are, the number that you see, that nominal amount. You go, wow, looks like we're doing pretty well. But then that bottom line is adjusted for inflation. So it shows your real earnings power. And the gap between the two, I mean, that's so big that you could drive a yacht through the middle of it. That's a huge gap. And oh, by the way, that's been adjusted by the reported inflation numbers, which we know have all been manipulated over the last couple of decades. So on a real basis, if you were really looking at the inflation, it would be just a huge chasm. And I think that's why there are a lot of people who go, well, you know, it doesn't seem like the economy is doing that bad. Look, wages are up. Yes, but your buying power is down substantially. And this isn't a one-time thing. This is something that's going to compound over time and eats into your wealth over the long term. So it's important to see those kinds of things and adjust them appropriately so you can get the real story.
She's Carol Roth. Her book is The War on Small Business. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate you.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate you. All right. We have some stuff going on with the House Judiciary. Let's find out exactly what that is in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's talk about your allergies and why you're still taking allergy medication. Why are you still sniffling? Why are you still rubbing your eyes? Why? What? Why? I've told you about these little miracles. And look, when I first, a buddy told me about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And so I ordered it. He's like, ah, greatest thing ever, greatest thing ever. And I thought he was probably overselling it a bit. And I take it out of the box. I'll never forget, I get the box, and the box is only about that big. And I pull out the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and it's only about that big. And I said, what is this going to do? Because I'm used to those big, loud air purifiers. It just plugs right in the wall. They're miraculous. I get emails every day thanking me for telling people about them. They have a 3-pack for sale for my viewers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code Jesse, and that gets you a 3-pack, $200 off. A 3-pack for $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Back for what purposes, Mr. Stubbe, seek recognition.
Move to strike the last word, Mr. Chair.
Gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would yield to a member on the Democratic side that served in a combat area designated zone and deployment of our country. Anybody in the Democratic side?
Mr. Stubbe, what's the purpose of the question? My father. Let me finish.
Because I'm going to make a point, and you're taking my time. So I will yield
I am
to any member
time
who
because
deployed.
I'm offended at your suggestion that somehow, if we've not served in a combat zone, that we don't care about protecting the lives of our constituents.
Has nothing
That's
to do with
why
I'm
to me.
And for our family members who have lost
Mr.
blood,
time.
They should be respected.
Reclaiming my time, so Mr. Chairman. I'd like
me.
40 seconds
I've seen
back
my constituents die in battle.
It's Mr. Stubbe's time.
That's next level salt right there. I love it. Joining me now, that congressman from Florida, Congressman Greg Stubbe. Congressman, one, bravo. That was hilarious. Two, what was that all about? What was that whole dust up over?
Well, I was trying to prove a point because Democrats love to cascade to the American people that they're banning weapons of war, and weapons of war are causing all this carnage in cities that they've, you know, defunded the police and that sort of thing. And it's just absolutely an outright lie to the American people. The weapon I was issued when I deployed in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom was an M4. It was fully automatic. It had a selector switch for 3-round bursts, semi-automatic and fully automatic. The Heller decision that the Democrats quote talk about that the federal government can ban M16s. M16s were fully automatic. It is to compare them to semi-automatic rifles that millions of Americans possess today is an outright lie to deem them as a weapon of war. They fully automatic weapons are not allowed in this country. You can't purchase them without like all these crazy ATF backgrounds. They can't be produced. They can't be manufactured. But they want to make it seem like it's these offensive, horrible weapons, yet they operate exactly the same as my 9mm handgun. They operate exactly the same. They are no different. They are not the weapons of war that we were issued when we got deployed.
Congressman, offended. He said right away he was offended. When did offended become some kind of currency that, I mean, look, women aside, that men throw that word around now in this country as if that somehow is going to move me in any way? I'm offended. Like I give a crap.
Well, and it's right to I'm offended because it's got to be an emotional argument for Democrats because they throw yeah. facts and evidence and all of that right out the window. It's got to be completely an emotional argument. And you had family members of children that were killed in Uvalde, and obviously you have sympathy for them. But the issue before us today is banning a certain amount of firearms. So they want to bring it to, oh, I'm offended that you would bring that up in front of victims of the Uvalde shooting. Well, we're not honoring the families of Uvalde today. We're talking about your attempts to ban some of the most common firearms across this country. And they always have to bring it back to an emotional argument because they can't win on the facts. They can't win on the evidence. So they've got to bring it back to that.
They can't win on the facts. That's a fact. I didn't mean to do that on purpose, but that actually worked out well. So, okay, they can't win on the facts, and the facts are not on their side. We don't need to cite all the things we always cite about crime rates and where they happen and gun laws and whatnot. But That leads me to believe their motivation is something more nefarious. If they don't have a single fact to back up their claims, to back up what they want to do, I can't help but think, Congressman, these people just want to disarm me so they have the freedom to hurt me.
Well, and this is just the first step, right? I mean, they just passed a gun control bill that had red flag laws in it. And then that, you know, this is the greatest thing to prevent mass casualties in America in X amount of years. And as soon as they pass that, now we're going to ban assault weapons, so they called. There's not really such a thing. And so the next step is there will be a crime that will be occurred by the grandfathered in of people that had an AR-style weapon. And then what's going to happen is, oh, well, we can't just ban the manufacture and possession of it going forward. We have to take everybody's guns away that have this type of firearm. And then that's not going to work to curb gun violence because criminals obviously don't follow the law and they're going to commit crimes. So then it's going to be your semi-automatic handguns. And then it's going to be all guns. I mean, that is the path that the Democrats are on. And they frankly talk about it. They don't care anymore. They're not trying to hide behind red flag laws and these other things. They just outright say they want to take your guns.
But why do they want to take the guns? If they know the things you know, they can read, as dumb as some of these people are. They know the facts don't lend any credence to their argument at all. Why do they want our guns?
Well, the moment you take and disarm the American public or any country for that matter, just look at China or some of these other places that have Russia that have disarmed their civilians, you then suddenly lose the First Amendment. Because if you don't abide by the type of speech that they want you to abide by, you don't have a way to defend yourself. And suddenly you start disappearing. People start disappearing. Look at Cuba. Look at Russia. Look at the genocide going on in China right now. To not look very far, that's happening right now in our world where the country was disarmed, and then the next thing that happens is the government controls your speech. And that is the path that we are on in this country.
We'll put a stop to it, I hope. Congressman, thank you so much. I appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. We have something different. That's going to be lighten the mood, but we have something very different next. My mentor, Michael Berry, he's going to interview me. Don't ask. It's something he wants to do. The guy's a nutball. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to putting your money where your morals are. We all fail at that. I do too. I'm not pointing fingers at you, not passing judgment, but where we spend our money, where we don't spend our money. Now that the corporate world, the business world has chosen to get so involved in politics, we have to be more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money. Health insurance is one of those ones we all screw up. Have you looked up your health insurance company? Go look up your health insurance company right now. Pick up your phone. Look up your health insurance company in the words Pride Month. Are those your values? Is that what you want to fund? You don't see One Share Health doing that. They're a faith-based insurance company. Incredible options, incredible prices, whatever you need, hell, 24/7 telehealth, mental health, vision, dental, whatever you need. Go to my.onesharehealth.com/Kelly. Promo code Jesse Kelly gets you $75 off your enrollment fee. How about feeling good about paying your health insurance premium? That'd be something, huh? You ever felt good about paying one of those? my.onesharehealth.com/Kelly, promo code Jesse Kelly. We'll be back. Joining me now, my friend and mentor, the reason I get to bring you this show every single night, the great Michael Berry, the czar of talk. Michael, I don't know if you've heard.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños, querido Jesse. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. That's happy birthday in Spanish, Jesse. I'm trying to add a little diversity. I saw you had a split of black people last week, but that's about it. It's a bunch of white people, and I'm trying to bring a little something to the show here. Trying to help.
I know exactly what you're doing, because as you well know, Michael, I habla a little bit too. I can speak Mexican with the best of them, as you've seen several times.
You spent a week or two in Arizona. Yes, we know. Happy birthday, 41 years old, Jesse Nolan Kelly, JNK, put a little U in the middle, Junk, his high school nickname. I thought I'd drop that today. Most people don't know it. Listen, Jesse, nobody wants to hear me talk about Kamala Harris or AOC or any of that stuff. I'm going to interview you here on the show. It's your 41st birthday. Happy birthday. Couple of questions for you. We're throwing this thing out.
Okay.
All right. Tell folks quickly. I want quick answers. Where were you born?
Steubenville, Ohio.
Last movie you watched?
The Northman. That's new sweet Viking movie. Gosh, it's awesome. You got to watch it. Not for the kids. Highly recommend it, though, for dudes.
One interesting thing about your youngest son.
My youngest son. He is an obsessive reader to the point where I told him long ago that he would never have to buy books. You know, we don't give him a bunch of toys and stuff like that, but if you want a book, I'll buy you a book, period. That has turned into, no joke, a financial disaster for the family. If you go right now to his house and look, you'll find, or to our house, you'll find 10 books hidden in his bed. I'll catch him sneaking out of his bed at 10 o'clock at night with a headlamp on to raid new books. He's a reading freak. I don't know what's wrong with him. What a nerd.
Well, where does he get that from? His dad. It is that is the most precocious kid. He's going to be quoting Shakespeare in eighth grade. It's going to be very, very impressive. All right. Favorite band from the 70s?
CCR.
Sexiest Democrat woman.
Sexiest Democrat.
We need quick answers.
Man,
you're thinking too much.
Okay. Look, AOC. It's got to be AOC.
Sexiest Republican woman.
Man, there's a pile of them on. Probably Kristi Noem, right? I mean, if we're being honest here, it's got to be Kristi
Noem.
Nice
arms.
She looks good.
Nice arms.
Yeah, she does.
Republican that you say nice things about, but truthfully, you don't actually like him.
Republican I say nice. Well, I don't say nice things about any of them. They all suck.
Sometimes you go a little soft. Military man you would most want to be. Military man you most respect of the American military.
Oh, man. Edson. I would highly recommend people look up Edson's Raiders. He was a Marine Raider in the Pacific portion of World War II. Did a bunch of cool stuff. I'm not explaining to you, Michael. I'm explaining to them.
I'm going to cut some slack for you on that, because you're that guy that has to do the deep cut on the band that nobody's ever heard of. Historical figure you would most like to have a beer with?
Oh, Julius Caesar. No question.
Most off-brand thing that you do, that your audience would be surprised by, because it's a little pinky in the air kind of thing.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I argue with the wife about this because I disagree with her. She says I am prone now and then to ordering girly drinks if we go out on a date. It was just
I've seen you do that. I've seen
weekend.
You drink a pina colada in Palm Beach, Florida.
There's nothing girly about a pina colada. This is where I have an argument with it. We're in Palm Beach, Florida. It's you and me having drinks. I can't have a pina colada? That's the, you know, never mind.
Your brand, it's not mine. It's your brand, it's not mine. If you had to run a mile today, and let's not exaggerate, you're not in the Marines anymore, how fast could you run a mile right now?
13 minutes.
How many miles could you run right now without stopping?
Two, but that's because I have, after two, the right knee says I'm not running anymore. There's nothing I can do about that.
You couldn't do two right now. You couldn't.
That's a lie. You don't know. You don't know my physical fitness level.
Have you ever told a story on the air about the thing under your foot that was living there for 20 years? You should tell
that story. I've told the story on the air several times about the sea urchin I got that got stuck in my foot in Okinawa when I had a couple too many Bud Heavies, and I decided I wanted to go swimming in the ocean, and I ended up stepping on a sea urchin, and I didn't know some of the spine was in there for about 17 years. Yes.
Living person you would most like to meet?
Gosh. There aren't any. I don't find people to be that particularly interesting at all.
Teacher, coach, military man who most influenced who you are today?
teacher, coach, military man, enlisted. We had a first sergeant when I first got to the Marines. Cunningham is his last name. He was, for those who don't know, a first sergeant's like the top enlisted man for your company, our infantry company. We had a first sergeant there, Cunningham. I still text him every now and then. That guy was the hardest man I've ever known in my life. 125 degrees, we're doing a long field op in 29 Palms, California. It's so hot outside when we're not out there shooting and moving. We're laying down with our flak jackets open, shirts open, pouring water on ourselves, doing everything we can to try to stay cool. And in comes First Sergeant Cunningham, flak jacket completely sealed up, Kevlar helmet on, a big Copenhagen in his lip, the biggest one you've ever seen in your life, drinking a steaming hot cup of coffee in the middle of the day. And he walks in and looks at all of us there and starts unleashing this tirade of profanities I could not even say on the air today about what pathetic, weak little girls we all were. Before you knew it, we were all sitting there buttoned up and ready to go trying to impress Cunningham. That's a hard man right there.
Best advice your dad ever gave you.
Don't be an idiot. He told me that about 1,000 times, and I thought he was just being mean most of the time. That's actually really great advice for life. You don't have to be great. Just don't be a moron, and things will end up working out in the end.
You give your kids that advice?
I do. I tell them stupidity is expensive, as you just found out. I told you to put on sunscreen. You didn't put on sunscreen. Oh, look at that. That sunburn hurts. Come here. Let me pat you on the back and remind you that you were stupid and stupid was expensive. And now you'll be smarter because you paid for your own stupidity.
What's the one thing that you and Aubrey argued over that you now realize she was right?
That we argued over that I not. I'll tell you one thing. When I was done in politics, I had run for office twice and lost twice. I had worked in D.C., working in the political world for a year and hated it. And I scrapped all that, and I moved to Texas and became an RV salesman. Everybody knows that. I found a job selling RVs on Craigslist just to pay the bills. Selling RVs. She was appreciative, don't get me wrong. She hated that. She rode me about that forever, not because she disrespected selling RVs. She thought I was made to do something in the political realm, and so she would just ride me about, no, write something, get something published. No, do something. This isn't what you're supposed to be. And I'd tell her, pipe down, woman, I'm paying the bills. But she was right.
All right, I know they're going to kick me off at some point, but I'm going to tell this quick story. The thing I probably admire more about you than your talent or anything else, I'm going to say one thing nice about you, is when I met Jesse Kelly, I interviewed him on my show. I knew this guy had world-class talent. You don't come across this kind of talent. You just don't come across it. And he was an RV salesman, which is a great job. So there's dignity in that. It's fine. He's actually making pretty good money. And I said to him, you need to be a content creator, an entertainer, an influencer, an informer. You are a talent, Tucker Carlson or better. You've got the skills. And it wasn't hardly any time later, he's quit his job. I said, whoa, I meant go all in. I didn't mean go that all in. He spent 6 months with no money and drains down his entire savings until it hit. And look at you now. And I'm so proud of you. Happy birthday, my friend. I love you.
Thank you, my brother. I owe it all to you. Appreciate you.
He didn't say he loved me back. It's not very nice.
I do love the guy, though. All right. We have Light in the Mood next, except we're doing a different Light in the Mood. We're doing the things you had to say to me on my birthday. It should be a good time. Let me tell you one thing I'm going to say to you on a serious note. I have been telling you for a while on this show that I think we're going to a depression, a great depression. And I'm really not saying that because I want to be radical or I want to bring you down. I'm really, really not. I see all the different factors at play, and I see how all of our leaders are attacking every part of this economy. We are not going to have a recession. If we have just a recession, it'll be a very deep, very painful one. Do you have gold in your house? In your house. I don't mean stocks or a piece of paper somewhere. Do you have precious metals in your house? You know gold will never, ever, 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 ever be valueless, right? You know that because you love history like I love history. 3,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, gold had value. Men have killed for it. Men will kill for it. It always will have value. Get something in your hands to protect your value. Oxford Gold will make it easy. They deliver it to your front door. Tell them I told you to call. 833 995-GOLD. Make sure you're protected. 833-995-GOLD. I want you to do me a favor. It's my birthday. I want you to do me a favor. This is what I want as a present from you. I want you, and I want myself, I'm including myself in this, I want us to all be more purposeful with our money. We have to fight back against the corporate government partnership in this country. That's what it's become. They've joined together against you, against me. That's why they dump on our values all the time. I am going to be better. I'm 41 now. I'm going to live the rest of my life where I spend my money better than I lived the first 41 years. Join me in that. Look, there are resources available if you're wondering how to do that. Public Square is my go-to. That's the one I use. Public Square is an app, app store. Whatever kind of a phone you have, it's right there in your app store. Download Public Square. What that is, it's a list of the businesses in your area who share your values. Do you want to put your money where your morals are? It's right there with your fingertips. Go download Public Square for me today. It's a birthday gift to me. And let's use it all the time. I use it all the time now. I'm going out, boop, 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 Public Square. I'm looking up where I should be going. Let's make this country a little better, huh? I'll see you tomorrow.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.